views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Hello, this is Chris Stamos. I'm the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to my show. It's a great, gorgeous day in Seattle here in May. Finally, spring is here. Well, last night we had a Woman of Wisdom dinner at an art gallery, Oasis Art Gallery, which is in Wallingford. It's voted the best art gallery in Seattle on evening TV for several years. We had a poetry read, and it was great to share stories and our poetry. You know, just uplifts and moves us, especially in these troubling times that we live in. We laughed, we felt the pain, as stories were shared from the heart. So I'd like to remind people today to write your stories, write a poem, share who you are. We all benefit from words of wisdom. And today we're talking about a different kind of wisdom, wisdom of our bodies and how much knowledge is in them. And my guest is Inna Sigal. And Inna is an internationally recognized healer who discovered the power of the mind-body connection when she was suffering from debilitating back pain as a young woman. With allopathic medicine giving her very limited options, she was able to tune into her body to resolve the underlying causes of her back pain and heal herself. Through extensive work with thousands of clients, she has developed a method for helping others heal themselves, which she goes into in depth in the bestseller, The Secret Language of Your Body. She is the founder of Visionary Intuitive Healing. Her website is www.innasegal.com, I-N-N-A-S-E-G-A-L. So The Secret Language of Your Body is a comprehensive guide to healing in which Inna unveils the secrets to understanding the messages of the body and reveals the underlying energetic causes of hundreds of symptoms and medical conditions. This powerful handbook explores almost every conceivable part of the human body, delving deeply into the possible reasons for problems and offering a unique step-by-step method to assist in returning the body to its natural state of health. Inna encourages individuals to connect with the innate healing intelligence within, calling on the body's built-in ability to heal itself, and gently guides the listeners on a journey of personal transformation and empowerment. So welcome into Voices of Women.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to connect with you.
Yeah, so I would love for you to start with your story, how you came to this path that you're on and your own healing experience.
Well, as you mentioned, I was in a lot of pain. I had back pain. I had digestive problems. I had psoriasis all over my skin, and all of those things caused a lot of anxiety for me. So I was constantly going to see one doctor after another or somebody either in the medical or even alternative field to help me heal. But in reality, what I really wanted was for somebody else to fix me. And the real turning point came when I was just around 20, in my early 20s, and I wake up one day and my back literally felt and looked disfigured, and I was in agony, and I said to my husband, please drive me to the chiropractor's office right now, because that was the closest person that I could think of to help me. And when I got to the chiropractor's office, he'd already heard that I wasn't feeling so well, and so he came out and he started looking at me and he said, oh, your body's stuck. And I said to him, I know that part. What are you going to do about this? And he was very silent for a moment, and then he said, nothing. And I said, what do you mean, nothing? He said, go home, your body wants to be stuck. Now, I have to say, on the way home, I wasn't in as much pain because I was so mad and furious at what he had said. I couldn't understand how my body wanted to be stuck, but I also realized that maybe, just maybe, there was a language that my body was speaking that I had no idea about, or I couldn't understand. And so I made a decision when I got home that I was actually going to start to uncode or discover this language, and that I was going to heal myself. And so when I got home, I started to go with my body I started to connect with it, literally, by breathing with the pain, by placing my hands on my back to create support and connection, by counting backwards from 30 because I wanted my mind to just soften and relax, by asking questions like, if there is something divine out there, I want to know and I want help now. And when I said that, for instance, I felt this warmth moving through my body and almost like a golden shower of light come through, and I was quite impressed because I didn't expect it. And then I said, I want to see my back. I want to see exactly what it looks like. And I actually saw my back and all the vertebrae as if I had x-ray vision, and all the, you know, inflammation and where it was twisted. And then I started exploring even more by saying, well, where did this come from? Did this come from my thought patterns, the way I view life, the way I see the world, how limited I feel and how stuck I feel about things that are happening in my life? And the answer was yes. And then I was exploring more about my feelings, the deeper feelings that I wasn't expressing, even though I thought that I expressed a lot of them. So I realized that there was vulnerability, and it wasn't just anger or depression, but at its depth, there was feelings of deep sadness and disappointment and rejection and things like that that I had to acknowledge and let go of. And then I realized that I had also been carrying my family's issues. For example, my parents were always fighting, and so because of that, I felt very uncomfortable and very unsupported, which is what back is about, support. And I also explored about, you know, my grandparents who had gone through the war and had enormous trauma and loss in their family, and were not really allowed to express it or talk about it. And so all of that was stored in my body, and as I was going through it and recognizing and asking to release it and let go of it, I felt much better and I fell asleep. And the next morning when I wake up, my back wasn't twisted anymore, and I felt about 70% better. So I knew something extraordinary had happened. And for the next 3 weeks, I was really connecting and exploring and asking my body what was going on and to show me and to heal. And by the end of 3 weeks, I had no back pain at all, and my skin condition was about more than 90% better, and my anxiety, it was down. I felt like I could digest food, and so I really knew that this was something I wanted to understand more and more, and I wanted to help others.
Yeah, that's a great story, and you learn from experience versus learning from a book, you know, about how to heal yourself.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that needs to learn from experience, because I feel that although there's a lot of interesting information in books, unless it's practical, unless I can really feel it and go through it and understand it in my body, in my life, then it's difficult for me to embrace it, you know. And also very and difficult to teach. So I find that I only teach things that I really understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you brought up family issues and the intergenerational. You know, that we do carry things forward. We do carry the energy of maybe even before we were alive, where it can be passed on into our perhaps our DNA or whatever. But to the fact that you tuned into that probably even accelerated your healing.
Oh, it did, because I was really confused how I was so young and I had all of the issues that I was experiencing. And so it didn't make sense to me that they would just come from my own experience. And especially with anxiety, for example, I had anxiety about issues, things like, for instance, being on the street. And I had never lived on the street, you know, and there was no possibility of it. It didn't make any conscious sense. But what I realized that my grandmother had lost all her family when she was about 13, and they were killed. And so she actually ended up living in the forest for about 4 years on her own. And so, of course, that trauma and that fear had to move somewhere, and it moved into me. And I really got this when I spoke to my cousin one time, and she was saying the same type of thing. And I thought, oh, this is so interesting that both of us feel the same thing, but neither of us have ever lived on the street. I would, you know, because we have all this support. So where is this coming from?
Yeah, so it's like you were tuned into your grandmother emotionally, sounds like, that you could pick up her emotions.
Well, she was a very close person to
yeah.
me. But I think that often people can pick up things emotionally even if they're not so close to someone, but because they're just open to it and it affects them. And it goes into their cells, into their DNA.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was interesting when I got your book. Sometimes I just like to open the book up, and I opened up to anywhere, and I opened up to a page, and it was on sinuses, and I was just suffering then with sinus, you know, like a cold coming on in sinuses. So I thought that was intuitive of, you know, it's like my hands know where to go even when you pick up a book of what my issue is. So we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll be right back and talk more with Ina Segal.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did you know Greekgods yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greekgods yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. I'm talking with Ina Segal today, author of The Secret Language of Your Body. So, Ina, can you give your contact information for our listeners?
Yeah, the best way to contact me is inasegal.com, and that's INASEGAL.com. Or they can go to Facebook and just look my name up, Ina Segal, and become my friend.
Okay, great. So I was looking at your book, and you were talking about divine healing intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean to you?
Well, Chris, I, when I was exploring the body and studying about the anatomy and physiology of the body, I realized that there was this innate, incredible intelligence inside our bodies, and that just being human made us intelligent, but what we needed to do was to tap into it. And then I felt like, well, we're more just our bodies, and so we have the divinity inside us. And so I wanted it to be connected with that divinity and the intelligence, so that when we were working with our bodies or asking to create something in our lives, we had that access to intelligent divinity, to that connection where we felt, well, this is wise. I can trust this.
Yeah, it's kind of like beyond my human self in a way. It's and knowing that there's more to it than what meets the eye, what's on the surface. You can go deeper.
Mm, definitely.
So how do we understand the messages from our bodies?
Well, our bodies are constantly communicating to us. I mean, there is no person alive that doesn't have access to that kind of communication, just from the virtue of being alive. So when you meet someone, you usually instantly feel like either you want to continue the conversation which started, or you feel like, no, I want to go, you know, I don't want to do this. This is not for me. We're always feeling tensions in our bodies, or we're feeling that we want to sleep, or we want to eat, or we want to go to the bathroom. So there are always messages that are coming from our bodies. What I'm exploring with people are the more subtle messages, and also rather than cutting off our feelings and going into our mind and using the mind as the way to control everything and to numb what's really going on inside the body, I'm asking people to become softer with themselves, more gentle, more sensitive, connect with their breath and actually breathe slowly and deeply, you know, at different times throughout the day, if not constantly, by encouraging people to place their hands on a part of their body where they're having pain or tension or some sort of an uncomfortable or even a happy experience or feeling. And then by breathing into it, acknowledging it, asking questions like, if there was a thought that was stored here, what thought would it be, and does it serve me to think this thought? Is this thought just coming from me, or is it something that I have bought into and I believe because somebody else has said it, or enough people have said it, but it doesn't actually work for me? Is this a feeling that I don't want to feel because it's uncomfortable, so I'm going to push it away and pretend that I don't have it? And if I really felt it, what would that feeling share with me? What wisdom would I have, and how would I change my life? If there was a pattern of an experience of something that happened to me that I was really traumatic, or that had a huge effect on me, and if I could explore and understand this experience and maybe move forward from it and forgive or let go, what would the experience be and how would I move on from it? And so this is really about exploring and asking questions and taking the time to be connected with who you are, and as you do that, actually changing your whole life, not just your body.
Yes, and you talk about feelings, that because I do healing work too, and feelings are the core of, we can stay in our minds forever and not get anywhere with it, but the feelings is where our power is. So that's really good work. I notice in your book, you talk about, you have different sections, and one you talk about illnesses, and another you talk about different, you know, body parts, and so you can find, you know, look up something like if you have sore shoulders and then you're saying there's something wrong with some part of your body, pain or whatever, and then you give very examples of what's going on emotionally or what's going on, you know, what's that typical. Where did you draw that information from? Is it from having lots of clients over many, many years and seeing these patterns, or just something you intuitively have learned on your own?
Well, mainly clients, and then I have to say there were things that I intuitively learned. Having a lot of clients, doing a lot of workshops, traveling to lots of places around the world, and being able to see inside the body. So I realized early on that I was able to tune in and actually see what was happening on both physical, emotional, mental, and energetic levels. And that gave me a lot of insight both into the body and people's psyche and also people's lives. And so when I was seeing my different clients, I would definitely take very good notes and start to see the correlation from one client to another where they had similar challenges and similar issues. At the same time, when I was writing the book, I was also doing research on color healing because I wanted to understand it in a deeper way. And because healing is such a natural thing for me, once I had that experience of healing myself, it was just like breathing. Even though I went and did a lot of courses, I didn't have to really learn. I just understood it intrinsically. But I also realized that that's not the case for most people, and that I needed to find ways to help them to really reconnect with their own wisdom and what was going on, and use all the different aspects of their body to heal themselves so that they felt truly empowered. Because how powerful is it when we realize, hey, my body has this incredible ability to heal, and if I just keep connecting with it, and if I start using my feelings, my thoughts, my breath, my touch, my movement, visualization, colors, energy, and vibration, but in simple ways that doesn't take too long, then I'm going to really connect to my body, change my life, and feel, you know, extremely empowered.
So how do you use color and healing?
Well, I love color and healing because I feel like we need to understand is that we are being told now by scientists that over 90% of who we are is vibrational and energetic. And so colors are vibrational as well. And it made sense to me that we needed to use colors in combination by putting them together with emotions or different processes to heal. And we can also use colors on their own. And the way that I teach people to do that is by rubbing their hands, making sure that they rub every finger, and doing that vigorously for about, I don't know, 30 to 40 seconds, and then placing their hands just next to each other, and then visualizing a color, for instance, red, which is fantastic for anyone who's depressed or who needs more energy, as if they're holding this red ball of energy in between their hands, and then asking whichever part of their body saying which part of my body needs this color, and focusing on that part of their body, breathing slowly and deeply, and then placing their hands just above that part of their body and taking that color right in through breath, and then visualizing it moving through that particular part of their body. And then I encourage people to repeat the word clear, 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 clear several times as an intention to clear anything that's stuck inside that part of the body, and also to open the space for clarity and for something new to come in.
So saying the word clear, that's the power of our words. Just saying the word clear, because you're sending energy in, you're sending color in, which is energy, and saying the word clear is you're intending that to move out of you, to clear yourself of that from with all levels, because you're talking about emotional, not just physical, emotionally and mentally and spiritually, energetically.
Yeah, and it took me a while to figure out what word to use, because to me words also have, well, they have a lot of power and a lot of vibration, and so I was seeing the word clear as the vacuum cleaner that was cleaning your brain and your nervous system so that you could have connection and communication going through your body, and then clearing whatever was stuck in that part of your body and creating space, as well as making you have more clarity in your life. So I like the idea that it works on many different levels.
Yes, and you really have to trust. It's kind of like, you know, some people feel blocked, like, oh, I don't feel anything. I don't know where to go in my body. What's happening? And you do know if you just sort of relax, like if you say, you know, breathe into it and just relax and focus in your body, your mind will take you to an area in your body that needs that healing. It just will automatically do that. And so there's a trust level that you have to know that you can do this.
There's definitely a trust level. Another thing is because I've met so many people who say that they don't feel things and they feel numb. What I get them to do is to move their bodies first by shaking one arm vigorously for about 20 seconds or 30 seconds to some very vibrant music and then relaxing it and then doing it with the other arm and then both arms and then the whole body. And I find that when you awaken the body and your circulatory system is moving and your blood is flowing, it's much easier to connect and receive messages than if you're just using your mind. So moving your body is really, really vital and powerful in connecting to it.
Yes, that's so true. And yeah, that's a great information to give people, because a lot of times we do feel numb. We don't really know. We don't have that clarity. We don't really know what's going on, and it just because it's all one big mess maybe, or it's just all a blur, or we just can't tune in, and so we're numb to it. And to get the body moving, I know I did some exercise one time where people, working with a partner, and someone put their hands on a part of my body, which just like jolted a memory, you know, and that's where we needed to go. Then we knew where to go, you know, to heal, to work on something. So you're listening to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. We will be back and continue our conversation with Ina.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis. We're talking to Ina Segal. She has the book, The Secret Language of Your Body. And I really recommend getting it, especially if you're dealing with health issues, which so many of us are. There's really some great guidelines and exercises and actual hands-on things that you can do to help improve your physical, emotional, and mental and energetic health. So, Ina, in your book, you talk about principles for great health. Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, well, the first principle is really about making your health a priority. And it's really about believing that you are valuable, that you need to take care of yourself, that you need to listen to your body and your cycles in terms of when you need to rest, when you need to eat, how you need to eat, how you need to live your life, really. And treating yourself in a loving and a gentle way. And the next principle is about feeling your emotions instead of keeping them buried. And, you know, as we mentioned before, even numbness is an emotion, and usually it's an emotion that covers up all the other emotions that you don't want to feel. And you're better off feeling it and working with it and letting it go than letting it fester inside the body. And, you know, feelings also give us an opportunity to be fully alive rather than being an observer. Another principle is about breathing consciously. And, you know, I find that a lot of people breathe very shallowly, and this doesn't allow them to have deeper insights and deeper feelings. And also, as you breathe slowly and deeply, you allow your intuition to come out, and it helps with your circulatory system, and it just helps you to feel better. Principle four is about eating healthy and consciously, and really getting clear on what is a healthy diet. And not only that, but when you're eating, what are your feelings and how do you eat? And do you rush your food? Do you eat slowly? Do you enjoy it? Or do you feel like with every bite I'm going to put on weight, which doesn't make you feel better? And so we want to really enjoy our food, because the more we enjoy it, the healthier we become, and the slower we eat, the more nourishment we get. And then principle five is about moving your body, which is what I've already explained, because the more you move, the less stuck you are. And so movement in itself just allows you to connect to your body, and it gives you more energy, more vitality, and also it gets you out of stuckness and limited ideas and points of view. And, you know, then there are principles about being creative, because I feel like we really need to be creative in our lives. We need to allow ourselves to be inspired and to do things that we really love, and just to be imaginative. Then I've got a principle about adding color to your life, because I really believe that colors can make our lives so much more vibrant and enjoyable, and it's great to play with them, as I was mentioning before, in terms of healing and in terms of just opening yourself up. And this is why I also created the Secret Language of Color cards, just so that people could really embrace color and embrace the wisdom of color into their lives. And, you know, then we also need to look at gratitude and, you know, what we're grateful for. And it's so easy to be critical and be frustrated and upset about all the things that don't happen in our lives, or things that we want to happen that we don't have. And so when we're grateful, we can just kind of let go and calm down and just be. And so I feel like that's really important. And then also laughing and seeing life in a humorous way rather than just being, you know, so serious. You know, and so things like that, and the obvious one, which is connecting to our bodies, connecting to our hearts, connecting to other people.
Well, I love the laughter, and we do need more of that. I just, a woman of wisdom, last month our dinner was on laughter. And, you know, sometimes things don't seem so funny, but all we did was started off by standing in a circle and just pointed at different people and just started laughing in a fun way, not a pointing like, I'm laughing at you, but I'm laughing with you. And, you know, we must have laughed for 10 minutes. It is healing, and it's great. You know, hang around people who like to laugh and have fun with life.
Yeah, and who are easy. You know, it's easy to make them laugh. That's what all my friends say, that I'm a really easy person in terms of making me laugh, and it's just because I love laughing.
So, in your book, let's take a body part. You have exercises. Like, maybe let's just take an area of the body and run through what a healing remedy would be. What would be a good one, a common one?
Okay. Well, I've just opened the book and it went straight to the heart. And intuitively, I was thinking of that anyway. So I think I'm going to go with that. And so in this one, what I would ask for everybody to do is just to close your eyes and take some slow, deep breaths in and out, and then placing your hands on your heart, becoming aware of what's going on inside your heart. If you could visualize your heart in your mind's eye, how would it look? Would it look huge and expanded and joyful, giving and receiving love? Or is it going to, or does it look constricted, tense, tired, protective? So just allow yourself to get a sense of what does your heart look like, what does it feel like? And then imagine that you have a hose in your hand that contains a clear healing liquid. And this is a liquid that can dissolve any tension, any protection, any limitation from the heart. And so visualize using this hose to wash away all grayness, density, limitation, and stress from your heart. And then repeat with me, divine healing intelligence. I ask you to release any blockages, any feelings of depression, heaviness, boredom, anger or rejection, and anything else from my heart, as well as all points of view, all patterns, and positive and negative charge that contributes to this condition. And then I'm going to encourage you to repeat the word clear several times. Clear, 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 and keep repeating it. And then rub your hands together, and for about 20 seconds. And once you've done that, and do it vigorously, imagine the most beautiful rose-colored light containing the energy of unconditional light being in, you know, holding this light as if it's a ball of energy in between your hands. And just letting it grow and allowing yourself to become aware of the tenderness, the kindness, the softness that this beautiful rose-colored light contains. And then placing your hands on your heart and allowing this rose-colored light to go deep into your heart, cleansing it, re-energizing it, making it grow, softening, melting away any hardness or protection. Allowing your heart's love to protect you, that love that's already there. So even if your heart has experienced hurt, trust that it's developed wisdom and that it's allowing this wisdom to reconnect with you. And then just repeat with me, divine healing intelligence, please intensify my ability to listen to my heart's wisdom and follow its guidance. Allow my heart to open to love, kindness, affection, passion, fun, and deep joy. Thank you. And really allowing yourself to connect to what kindness and affection and fun feels like. And bringing back that sense of joyfulness and laughter and openness just to be, just to explore, just to create. And taking another few slow deep breaths in and out and just slowly coming back, feeling your body, feeling your toes, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, and just knowing that in these few minutes of connecting to your heart has been healing and appreciative of your heart and your body.
Thank you. Give people a few minutes. I'd get back myself. It's interesting. I was flipping through the book to find something, too, through the different parts of the body and had stopped at heart. Mm-hmm. So we're on the same wavelength of perhaps that's what's needed in our culture right now and our, you know, for everybody. Because we're tuning into our audience, too, when we do this. That's the intuition that we work with.
Exactly. We're synchronizing.
Yeah. And intuition is such an important part to work on improving your health. So do you have a couple key things that helping people to tune into that intuition? We just got a minute here half a minute really to talk about that. But is there some key that how you lead people to intuition?
I think just really listening and recognizing what messages your body gives and how, you know, when are the times that you know that things are going to happen? What are the feelings? You know, is it a tingling sensation? Is it something in your body that feels warm? Or is it a feeling like I just know? And being very conscious and aware of those sensations on a daily basis.
Yes, that's great. Okay, so we're going to take a break now. We'll return and continue our conversation.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. Welcome back. And we're talking to Ina Segal, who is the author of The Secret Language of Your Body. So, Ina, let's talk about unhealthy emotions and how we can release those.
Great. Well, there are many emotions that become unhealthy because we hold on to them. You know, and so things like anger and resentment and fear all become unhealthy, and guilt. Guilt is one of those big ones. And they start to degenerate and destroy the body and destroy the immune system. So I have lots of different ways that I encourage people to work with their emotions. As I've been saying over and over again, breath and movement is really, really powerful and important. So, for example, if we're working with an emotion like anger, we need to move our bodies. We need to shake that anger out. And what I get people to do is to imagine that, to start breathing slowly and deeply, to find a place on their body, you know, the part of their body that is holding on to this anger most intensely, breathe into it, and then shake that shake your arm as if you're shaking that anger out of your body, out of your system, and visualize a fire, like a purple flame, that you're shaking it out, shaking the anger out into the fire. And then I encourage people to, and also I encourage people to use music to help them do that, as well as then relaxing the body, taking slow, deep breaths in and out, and visualizing an orange and red light moving through their body, just cleansing and dissolving whatever stuckness is there. You know, and let's say if somebody is working with different emotions, like emotion like sadness, as an example, then you wouldn't necessarily be moving your body vigorously, but you'd be a lot more gentle, and maybe you'd put on a song that was very touching to you, and you would breathe slowly and deeply, and also encourage people to acknowledge their emotions. And in my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, there are processes for each emotion. And as you're breathing slowly and deeply, you might literally, gently, take that emotion out of your body as if you're taking off clothes. So as if you're taking those that energy out, and even though to some people it might seem a bit strange to do, it's such a simple but effective way of acknowledging what's there and realizing that we're an energetic being and that we can let go. And, you know, and so having that intention to let go, and then repeating the word clear as you breathe in and breathe out, letting go, is very, very helpful.
Yeah, it's almost that letting go, because we could really get into, it seems to me it relates to control too, because sometimes we want to hang on to that anger. It's hard to let go of it sometimes.
True. We, you know, because we feel like anger is power and it gives us energy. And so what I say to people is, well, what if you could change your perception and still use that energy, but use it as passion instead of anger? Use it as a way to make a difference, to really connect with other people, to live your dream.
Well, that's a good a point, because I often think of, like, fear. I learned a long time ago the emotion feels very similar to excitement. And when I kind of will feel fear, I'll remember that, and I can turn that into excitement. So the same thing with anger. You do need to feel your anger, know what's coming from, and release it. But to transform it to passion is a great way to use that energy, because there is a lot of energy with it. And so it's converting it into a positive emotion and a positive force for you.
Yeah, and being creative with it. I remember having a client, and she was really angry and getting a lot of headaches. And I found out that she wanted to be a writer. She wanted to write things, and I said to her, well, why don't you, you know, channel your anger into writing and so use it in a positive way? And she said, yeah, but I can't write a book. I don't have time. And I said, well, you don't have to write a book. You can write a poem and use your anger, you know, to bring some, you know, something interesting to life. And she said, oh, I never thought of it in this way, and really changed her life just from that.
Mm-hmm. I was just at our poetry reading last night. A friend is a a counselor, a therapist, and she was talked about her clients coming in and they talked about writing poetry in the past or something, and she said, okay, today we're gonna sit and write a poem. And she would write one herself with them, which she shared at our group. So she has used that, you know, because it is a way to sometimes find your expression, find what's going on, because if you just sort of can go into that place of streaming, just write down whatever comes to your mind and let it just keep writing, keep your hand writing, and what might come out might, you know, you get clarity that way sometimes of what's really going on, what you're really feeling. So it's a great exercise and adding to this whole process, you know, it's a combination of many things in this healing arena that we're in of taking charge of our own healing versus trusting, just going to doctors and only trusting doctors to tell us what's wrong. I've heard of many stories where people have been in tune with feeling something wrong with their body and insisting that the doctor test something, and they, you know, when they say there's nothing there, no, test it, and there was something there.
Mm. Yeah, lots of stories like that around.
So what advice do you give to people to how they can work with this?
Well, I really think that it's a choice. It's an intention of realizing that your life is a journey and that it's not a, you know, once a month or once a year kind of experience where you sit down, you put your candles around and your incense and you go, okay, now I'm healing myself. This is really about a daily experience of connecting to your body, of connecting to your breath, movement, listening. Most of the exercises in my book, The Secret Language of Your Body, are really, really simple, but very effective and very deep. You know, and even when I was doing the one on the heart, I didn't do the whole thing just because I wasn't sure how many minutes we have. But when we can take that 5 minutes during the day and sit down and just slow down and close our eyes and reconnect back with ourselves, this is when the real healing begins. And if we can do this daily, you know, not necessarily having an hour, even though that would be great, but throughout the day going, you know what, I'm really valuable. I deserve this. I deserve to connect to my body. I deserve to eat slowly. I deserve to feel things deeply. I deserve to express myself and make this, you know, healing my life so that it's practical and it happens every day, and that I work with my thought patterns and my emotions and embrace them and become friends with my body rather than seeing my body as an enemy, so that it works for me rather than against me.
Yes, and you talked about doing this with other people, that we're not isolated, that you recommend that people get the book, do it together, do it with a friend or start a group, and that you don't have to do it on your own. And I would imagine that even makes it more powerful.
It really does, because then you have somebody to share with. You have somebody that can help you and support you and guide you. And support is one of the biggest things in healing, because when you have support, when you have love, when you feel that somebody cares about you, you're likely to do a lot more, and you're likely to heal faster, you're likely to evolve, to embrace things in your life. And so, and it's a lot more fun than sitting on your own. And so I encourage people to do both. And also, you know, it's such an incredible experience of opening your heart and connecting with somebody and supporting them with their healing and being supported by them. And, you know,
yes, that's
living our lives.
Yeah, that's great. And I encourage people to do that. I encourage people to get the book. I want to thank you, Ina, for being here today and sharing with our audience your knowledge and our body's knowledge. Please check out our book. It's The Secret Language of Your Body, and you can purchase it in stores today. So I'd like to leave you with this thought today. Listen to your body and feel what area needs attention and what it's trying to tell you. Identify the mental, emotional, or energetic issues for you to clear, and take some time to meditate on it this weekend and see what you can do to clear this for yourself or begin the clearing. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. Just as our annual conference, which is every February, has changed women's lives, this book also has touched many lives in their exploration of the divine feminine. You can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org. We're a nonprofit organization, so the sales help us. You can sign up for the newsletter at womenofwisdom.org and get our monthly news. Thank you for tuning in today with Voices of Women. I'll talk to you next week. I'll be interviewing Patricia Lynn Riley, who's the author of the poem Imagine a Woman.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.